Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for everything. Anytime I see the dawning of a new day, I say thank you, God. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, we are grateful for another opportunity. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you will continue to do. Thank you for the air we breathe. Thank you for calling us among the living souls. Lord, we exalt you. We thank you for fighting our battles for us. Thank you for fighting our cause. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. We give you all the glory because you are our defender. You are our helper. You are our restorer. You are our shield and our buckler. Thank you for delivering us from the hands of the evil ones. Thank you for giving us victory. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for help. Thank you for strength. Thank you for all that is in your capacity that we enjoy. Lord, we exalt you. We say, let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 8th day in the month of August 2026. And we are grateful for all that God has done in our lives. I want us to make these words of declarations together. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me and all that concerns me. From the beginning of the year till the end of the year, in Jesus' name, I will not die but live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack anything good. In the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against me, my children, my family, my husband, and all that concerns me will prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, nothing good dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will daily and continually enjoy the show of God's mercy over my life and all that concerns me. In the name of Jesus Christ, daily I experience new token of God's mercy and fresh all upon my life, upon my home, upon my husband and my children, upon my family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be helped of the Lord. My help comes from the Lord, and my help will continually come from the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord keeps me from falling. He fights my cause. He delivers me in righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus speaks better things for me. He rewrites my story on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the timely and the timeless help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, this little light that you have entrusted into my hands will shine. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will shine. My husband will shine. All that concerns me will shine. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My children, myself and my husband, my family, we will all fulfill God's purpose for our lives. We will fulfill his prophecies for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, surely God's goodness and his mercies will follow me and follow all that concerns me all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, today is 8th of August. Today is Saturday, the 8th day of August, year 2026, and we are grateful to God for what he has done in our lives. I want to use this medium to remind every one of us that today, that our program is coming up next week and on the third week of August. Our prayer launch, that is our 1 hour prayer, is coming up on the 13th of August. That is the second Thursday for 1 hour. And our 1 year anniversary, the day we have separated to celebrate and thank God for the first year anniversary for our on-site program in Forge Ministry, will be coming up on the 20th and 23rd. I want us to come together and let us worship God. Let's come together to receive strength. It's a time of refreshing. Let's come together to come and receive strength from the throne of grace. I want us to put this note and let's pen down and put it in our reminder. And God will help us as we daily and continually journey in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome once again. I'd like to continue from where I stopped yesterday. I want to be talking about the battle of containment. When containment is something that tries to become one's new normal way of life. The purpose of containment is to reposition, brainwash somebody's mind to a different way of life that is not a person's pattern, to make the person conform to that new way of life. Its purpose is evil. Its purpose is not good. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalm 18 verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my eye tower. Amen. I want us to look at the word deliverer. We often mention or talk about God as deliverer, but most of the time we don't fully understand or comprehend the word deliverer. Why do we call God deliverer? And why do we want us to deliver us? If there is no need for that word deliverer, Psalm 18 will not tell us. And there are a lot of verses in the scriptures that has mentioned and pointed us that God is our deliverer. In the journey of our lives, we always need somebody to deliver us because this life is filled with a lot of chaos. We need a deliverer because a person is experiencing something that is opposite from deliverance. The person is experiencing something opposite from a deliverer. And things that are opposite, that comes to contend with us, to make us conform, are our adversary, our tormentors, our oppressors, our suppressors. And daily we see them showing forth in one way or the other. Some might come as a mighty wind, and some might come in a little of subtle way. I want us to look at Jeremiah chapter 36 verse 5. It says, Jeremiah 36 5a. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. That was a statement that Jeremiah said. Jeremiah, the mighty man of God, said this statement, I am shut up. I cannot come into the house of the Lord because something has restricted him, because the hand of the oppressors was upon him, because the tormentor have decided in his own wickedness to deal with him. We always need a deliverer because the world is full of incapacitation, restriction, and confinement, and his purpose is to reduce us to nothing. His purpose is to reduce us to what is lower than the standard of God's purpose in our life. The painful thing is that many people can wake up every morning, go to work, to school, talk to people, smile, eat, play, sleep, and have a nice day, but still living inside a prison. Many are living inside a prison that nobody can see because the physical looks okay according to human context. Many are physically present but internally confined. That is the confusion that many of us are going through, and it's a terrible thing because it's not showing. Nobody is seeing you. A lot of people are going through loneliness and they are filled with people around them, and people can't even see that this person is lonely. People are going through depression and people can't even see. They can't even sense that this person is going through depression. And that is what confinement does. Physically present, physically looking beautiful, but internally confined, internally dying, internally being oppressed. Many have dreams, but no movements. Many have gifts, no expressions. Many have ideas, but no courage. Many have little faith, but fear is negotiating with it and reducing the person. Many have a voice, but something is convincing them to remain silent. And all this and many more are forms of containment. Containment, again, is anything that restricts what a person can become, do, express, or have access to. It doesn't always destroy immediately. Sometimes it simply reduces, makes the person smaller. It takes a person who has once dreamed big. Then it teaches the person to just go silent and to teach the person to go into survivor mode. It teaches a person who once spoke boldly to become silent. It teaches one who once trusted to become suspicious. It teaches someone who once moved to become stagnant. It teaches someone who once believed and reduces the person to someone that has no faith. That is what confinement does. And it does a lot of things to a lot of people. I want us to pray this prayer that in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, deliver me from every power that is containing me. The ones that I'm aware of, the ones that I'm ignorant of. The Lord, in your mercy, deliver me from every power of containment in the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy their hold over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that shuts me up, Lord, deliver me from them in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to be in the atmosphere of these prayers and continue to say that, Lord, arise for my rescue. Deliver me. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my deliverer. Come to my aid. Come through for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Come through for me where I least expect in Jesus' name. Isaiah 49 verse 24 to 26 says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with me, and I will save thy children. I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as sweet wine. And all flesh will know that I, the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. I want us to say, Lord, according to your word, let your power be at work in me. Deliver me from anything, any person that is containing me. Deliver me from anything that is confining me in the name of Jesus Christ. Deliver me from everything that is lawfully hindering, preventing me, reducing me in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver me from every lawful oppressors. Deliver me from every lawful adversaries in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, please show me the token of your mercy. Show me the token of your mercy for deliverance. Let me experience the token of your mercy for deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me experience the token of your mercy of deliverance in all areas of my life. In all areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Your word says the captives of the mighty shall be taken away and the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. By your hand of mercy, Father, I need your hand of deliverance in all areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I want your deliverance. Let me experience your deliverance in every areas of my life. Let my family experience your deliverance. Let all that concerns me experience your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. I want to say, Lord, deliver me from the hands of the terrible. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word, you say we will be delivered from the hands of the terrible. That Lord, I receive deliverance from the hands of the terrible. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive deliverance from the hands of the mighty. Deliver me from the hands of the terrible. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of prayer, amen. The Lord contend with everyone or anything contending with life. Contend with every power or everything that is containing my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, contend with every power. Anything that is contending with me, contend with every power that is containing me, contend with every power that is reducing me, contend with every power that is making me become nothing in the name of Jesus Christ, and deliver me in your righteousness. Lord, deliver me in your mercy, deliver me in your righteousness. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Father, save me in every areas of my life. I don't want to be contained. The Bible says, who the Father sets free is free indeed. I enter into my freedom. I enjoy the freedom that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am free indeed, because the word of the Lord said, I am free. I am free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy my freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, I become a partaker of the freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, I live the life of freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name I've prayed, amen. Lord, oppress them that oppress me. Oppress them that oppress me. Feed them with their own flesh. Let them be drunken with their own wine. In the name of Jesus Christ, let all flesh know that you are my God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be known to all flesh that you are my God, that you are my Savior, that you are my Deliverer, that you are my Redeemer, that you are the Mighty One that saves. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliver me with your outstretched hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring me out from everywhere I've been shut down. Deliver me from everywhere I've been sacked. violence in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore my soul. Restore my lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore my life. Let me lie down in your green pasture and satisfy me with your mercy in every areas of my life. Deliver me, O God. Let me lie down in your green pasture in the name of Jesus Christ and satisfy me early with your mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your hand of mercy be over me and my family in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want us to still take this prayer point and continue to pray it. Lord will deliver us from everything that is containing us and everything that is in the process to contain us in the name of Jesus. Either we ignorantly or we gave way to that, the mercy of the Lord will show for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, I want to use this to remind every one of us that the kingdom of God is at hand. It is by the mercy of God that we can make it to heaven. The Lord will renew our strength on a daily basis. The Spirit of the Lord will teach us on a daily basis to live our lives according to the details of the Lord. We will not fail and falter in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will cry out on our behalf and will teach us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will make it to heaven. We will not be missing in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with our spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.